In dollars, I believe.
That's right. It's a strong currency. Welcome everywhere.
I'm sure it is.
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Saunders. Welcome everywhere.
That's better. Nothing like a cup of tea for restoring balance to an unsteady world.
Holmes prefers coffee for the stimulation.
Oh, I need none of that.
There it is, an extraordinary collection you have here. I wish I could look it over sometime.
Well, I would show you now.
Now you must rest. Is it just that odd pockets of knowledge have a habit of coming in useful? Hey, what?
Mm. Oh, yes, undoubtedly.
I wonder, perhaps tomorrow, when you're away, I could look in then.
You would be most welcome, Mr. Holmes. Great honour.
Ah, you're sure it's not a...
No, not at all. Now, let me see, it's Mrs. Saunders' half day tomorrow, but I have an extra key somewhere. Now, where is it? Where? Great honour. It's hanging on that nail over there, Mr. Holmes, by the bees.
Oh, yes. Mm. Bees. They shall be my first port of call. Are you sure you don't mind?
Not at all. What about you, Dr. Watson? Are you an interested party?
Oh, wherever Holmes goes, you generally find me, tagging along.
And now we really must be going and not tax you further. Oh, by the way, who is your house agent?
Holloway and Steele in the Edgware Road, but why?
The architecture is another passion of mine. I was wondering, is this house Queen Anne or Georgian?
Georgian, beyond doubt.
Really? Yeah. Well, I should have thought a little earlier. No. Come, Watson. Time to tag along.
Thank you for the tea, sir.
Oh, it is I who must thank you. Mr. Holmes, I'm so grateful. So, well, thank you so very much for your help in this matter.
Well, up to this moment, I've been very little help at all, Mr. Garadab. Up to this moment. Mrs. Hudson has surpassed herself. I would describe her cooking as honest. And what could be more honest than steak and kidney pie?
Nothing like home cooking.
Indeed. If you'd be so good as to pass me the matches, Watson.
Gladly. Cigar for me, I think.
Yes. By the way, did you notice anything curious about that advertisement of Howard Garadab?
Yes. The word plough was misspelt. P-L-O-W.
You improve all the time, Watson.
Well, there's much to improve, I'm sure.
Yes, P-L-O-W. Bad English, but good American. The word buckboard's American also.
Ah, right. And artesian wells. Surely more common with them than us.
Exactly. It's a typical American advertisement purporting to come from an English firm. So, what do you make of that?
Our lawyer friend must have put it in himself.
In order to lure our good old fossil up to Birmingham.
On a wild goose chase, poor fellow.
Yes. I wondered to tell him, but thought it better to clear the stage by letting him go.
But why? Why take all this trouble?
Remember the case of the Red-Headed League?
Oh, yes, yes. Of course.
Something of the same ilk, perhaps.
While the cat's away.
I'll visit the house agent in the morning, and then I have another little errand.
I, too, have some business to attend.
Oh, of course, Watson, of course. Yes, you have your own path to follow.
Now and again, I believe it may be allowed.
Though the mind delights in its own solitude and revels in its lonely pursuits, yet perhaps there may be a little more to life than that.
Only a little?
Perhaps. Friendship. Always close to hand. My pipe and my watch.
Yes, well, I shall try never to be too far away.
Yes. Mr. Garadab moved into the house approximately 5 years ago. A model tenant, I am bound to say.
And before that?
Before that... it had been let for a year. A previous tenant, a Mr. Waldron. Yes, that fellow.
Well, obviously he made an impression on you.
Yes, not necessarily of the best kind.
I never felt comfortable in his presence.